Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Stretch run of Grant and Danny on the Fan. Thank you for making the show part of your day. If you missed Ja'Cory Krosky Bill at 5 o'clock or any part of the show today, you can download, podcast, our segments wherever you get your audio. We're brought to you today and every day by the law firm Condori and Murad. They're sending us on the road to Minneapolis this weekend to see the Commanders and the Vikings. If you need anything done with estate planning or elder law, if you need real estate transactions or probate administration or any other important paperwork, they can help you. Their attorneys are there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today at kmlawyers.com. Mention us when you talk to them, and you will get a discount on the work they do. That's kmlawyers.com. We will tell you who's getting booted off the island, who's getting immunity at the very end of this segment before we get out of here tonight on Grant and Danny. We've also got a Caps power play coming your way. They are in L.A. to take on the Kings. But first, I want to give everybody an opportunity to tell me that I'm a soft idiot. So let's do this.
Yeah, open up the door. It'll be fun.
This is just one of those things where I see the world differently than a lot of people, and it doesn't really matter how I say it or what I say. People just get upset, and that's fine. You're allowed to. Sometimes you just got to realize we're not going to agree, and we'll walk our different directions when we're done having the conversation. But this is one of those, Danny, where I am getting old, that I am no longer able to fit in societally, essentially. So I'm watching College Game Day this weekend, and Jess Sims, who is one of the members of College Game Day, who does a really good job, she is a, I don't know what her role is. I guess she's an analyst of sorts, but she like goes out in the crowd. She does some interviews with people. When they brought her on, she had been famous for being a Peloton instructor, I think, among other things. I'm sure she did other things in sports. But that was kind of the big selling point, was she was already a celebrity, and then she joined College Game Day. And I find her to be very high energy and just kind of a pleasant broadcaster. Like, she does a good job.
Sure.
Not knocking her in any way here. But the Pat McAfee-ication of ESPN is continuing here, where he does this show every day where they curse and they drop F-bombs and we're all just supposed to think it's cool because we've never heard curse words before on television. So she's reporting from the field, and this is what happened on College Game Day. You'll hear her curse, and then McAfee like throw a big party and run around high-fiving people, and everyone act like it's this hilariously amazing thing.
Give me a little.
Good morning, Reese Davis. I'm glad that it feels good there because it is cold as in the stadium. So just wait for it, all right?
If you're keeping score at home, that's Jess's first bad word on TV. There's one. Okay.
It took 4 years, but I'm here. I finally made it.
I mean, McAfee sounds like a lamb or something after that. And he's like, bah!
I was going to say the machine gun laughter belongs to McAfee.
He's going crazy. Like, you can play the clip again, but she says it's cold as S. And again, this is in her, you know, she's a reporter on site at that moment, like giving a report from the grounds or whatever. And then it's the laughing after and the everybody having a good time with it. Then I'm like, why is this the way that we're doing this? I get it, ESPN. McAfee is making this now normal. And for him, it's a gigantic win. Because again, your brand is growing. Like, this is a win for you. When you started, they didn't let you say S on TV. Now you say S whenever you want to, and if you throw in an F every now and then, that's cool too. And now Jess Sims is dropping the S word, and you're high-fiving Kirk Herbstreit about it and laughing it off. And I just don't understand the point of any of this. Like, how does this make it better or more interesting? What am I missing here? But anyway, here was the clip.
Give me a little.
Good morning, Reese Davis. I'm glad that it feels good there because it is cold and in the studio. So just wait for it, all right?
If you're keeping score at home, that's Jess's first bad word on TV. There's one. Okay.
It took 4 years, but I'm from here. I finally made it.
I'll save you time. I'm soft. I'm wrong. I'm stupid. I'm a baby. I'm the problem. I'm the idiot. I don't understand why that is compelling or interesting or celebrated or funny. I just don't get it.
Yeah, it's on its own a sports show that's trying to entertain, doing something like that isn't the craziest thing in the world to me. But my problem is at ESPN, where we're not that far removed from the pardon my take guys. Well, we can't possibly have a show. The ESPN, all the employees are going to revolt if we give these guys that are associated with Barstool a show called Barstool Van Talk. It got canceled before it even started because we can't possibly go down this road. Not only have they gone down the road, they've gotten afterburners on their cars to go down the road. And they've gone as far as you could possibly go. In fact, now they're the leaders there because they put McAfee on without sleeves and he's conspiracy theorying this with A-Raj and F-bombing that, and everybody's smiling and nodding, and there's 88 different dudes that all look the same as part of like his giant panel. And so we went one way, and we couldn't possibly do it, and now we do it the most and the hardest. I just don't get it. That's my problem with it, more maybe than what you're talking about.
By the way, I don't have a good, I have a potty mouth, okay? So, like, respectfully, I'll say Toby doesn't curse. Like, I've never heard him curse. He doesn't curse. He won't curse. And he said this before the show, I think jokingly, but also maybe literally. You could say this on air if I'm wrong. But essentially, you said, like, if you were watching this growing up, your mom would have made you turn it off. You lived in a different household than I did, but that would have been the shtick for you.
If you heard a curse word like that, you know, if you hear the regulars, still not great. They wouldn't have loved
like,
it. But
damn.
Yeah, like, that would fly. This, not so much. Like, would have had to change the channel.
Toby can't watch College Game Day anymore.
That's enough. I mean,
but that's an extreme example, right? But I guess my point is, here I am in the room before we went on the air over there. Like, I'm like, this S is ridiculous. This is the stupidest S I've ever seen. And my point is, time and place. Like, that's always been, you know, someone's like, I see you curse. Yeah, not on television. I can't curse right now. If I do, Darius dumps it. But guess what I don't do? I don't curse. There's been twice in 14 years doing the show. One time when I didn't know I wasn't allowed to say it on the first show we've ever done. And then another time where I kind of conflated two words.
It was
together.
Real close. It was up right to the borderline.
No, I think I just said it.
Yeah, I think
I just shoved them together. Yeah. But like, guess what I don't do? I don't curse on the air because it's time and place. And this is not a Jess Sims point for me. When J.J. Redick did his press conference and was casually dropping F-bombs, I just think it's like the Dan Quinn slogan, hard ass with good people, I thought was like a cool moment for him. And he curses all the time. And there's times where we're taking his press conference and we have to dump it. And I just don't think it's necessary. I get that this is one of my old school, like, you're wrong things. And that's fine. I'll be wrong. I don't know what was weirder to me, though. The fact that unnecessarily, instead of just saying, the temperatures are frigid and it's going to be a factor, she said it's cold as S for a laugh. Or how hard everyone laughed. Like, that, I think, bothered me more. It wasn't like she just did it like they do on the McAfee show and then kept it moving. Because, like, we're cool because we curse and we're authentic because we say curse words. So we're more real than everybody else. Like, that bit. But it was the party that got thrown after. Like, we got Jess to say that word on TV. I just thought it was weird and childish.
So the reaction of the, like, oh, ah, kind of, that you could hear from some folks in there over the braying of McAfee. That's, to me, the natural reaction, where I'm not really sure what to do. Like, the time that you, again, I'm not running to the bus, but the time that you use the potty mouth word.
Yeah.
And I'm sort of like, hey, acknowledge this, everybody, so that we could dump it and all be safe. That's the natural reaction. But then the part two of, as I said, like the super laughter, the doubled over, the high fiving and everything. I don't know. I could sort of see the other angle of you're trying to roll with it and not embarrass anybody and kind of make it part of it, but you're not majoring in it.
But she didn't. When I accidentally said that word, I forget the two words that I combined or whatever. It was an awkward and it came out and everyone's like, oh, my God, what was that? Right. That's not what she was doing. She was just saying it's cold as blank.
Yeah, yeah.
In a very like obvious, authoritative, we're allowed to say this on ESPN now. Thanks, Pat. Kind of way. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So there's not even a, oh man, let's move along quickly, or that was awkward. She accidentally put her foot in it. That's not what that was. That was like, we're flexing our muscles now. This is what we are now, mm-hmm. kind of thing. Which again, that to me is less the problem even than like the high-fiving. The vibe I get, and I know I'm in the minority, I'll say that again. The vibe I get is like the friend who's at the party with you and he's going, how many beers have you had? You're like, what? And you're like, have a solo cup, you know, and I'm like a cocktail guy, so I have like, you know, Jack and Coke or something. And he's like, what are you drinking? And I'm like, oh, Jack and Coke. He's like, how many have you had? And I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, a couple? Why? What's up? He's like, I've had four. And I'm like, oh, cool. He's like, you should have another. Like, that guy, like, that's the vibe I get with, like, the celebrating the S word. Like, what word are you going to say tomorrow? Kirk, you haven't said any curse words on College Game Day. Like, is that what we're doing? I don't really know. It's so weird to
me. It's not all that cute. It's not all that cool.
It feels kind of forced.
It is a little bit. Yeah, I mean, again, but there's also, there's something to be, I don't know.
Do you take it as more real or more authentic?
No,
I do not.
No, because, and that's kind of my point, is it's masquerading as that. And that's maybe an issue that I have. In other words, like, there's nothing that compelling about, I don't even remember where she was, but where you go, it's freezing cold here, the wind is going to be a factor, it is uncomfortably cold, I'm glad you guys are warm, yuck it up, back to you in studio.
I also think there was an element of, like, I'm going to tell you how cold it is by saying this shocking thing.
Yeah.
Like, it is cold as here. But, you know, all the sites wrote about it, and they're like, Jess Sims wows with a hilarious zing about how the temperature, and I'm like, I don't think that. Is that what happened? That's what we're doing. But again, I also realize that nothing's for me at this point.
Yeah, I certainly feel that and
when
know that and
acknowledge
that.
When the dude calls play-by-play of the Panthers game and just screams for 3 hours, and he's like, throws the pass! It's caught! Tackle me! Gain of two! And everyone's like, oh my God, he should call every game. And I'm like, he should never call any game ever again. Like, nothing's for me. I clearly understand.
Yeah, I totally know that. But I guess there's, again, I don't even know what I'm arguing. I'm just sort of spouting off here. There's nothing that compelling about the weather report, right, that she's about to give, or the temperature condition thing. And part of what this is in this industry of trying to do everything you possibly can to be entertaining and get eyeballs, there are going to be risks taken. I don't mind a risk being taken.
Sure.
But there's a difference between that and the something that just feels forced and inauthentic. Then we're high-fiving, like, that's a risk. It's like, that's not a risk.
Well,
you see what I'm saying? Like, that's my issue with it, is you celebrate it like it's this dynamic, incredible moment, and it's actually not that special.
I also think sometimes there's this feeling that you are, okay, you're just being righteous, or, you know, you're being too rigid
or whatever,
or like, pious, or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, no, I'm going to go home and I'm going to turn on, you know, Hunting Wives or whatever the show is I'm watching that night with the wife, or who, you know, my whatever is in the queue for my movies or whatever. I'm going to go out and watch the film where they're going to say the F word 52 times. That's not hypocritical. Time and place. It's 10:42 in the morning on a football show on ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Again, on this network where that has not been acceptable for decades and decades and decades. If you turned on Fox NFL Sunday and Terry Bradshaw's just dropping the F-bomb randomly at the desk, that's weird. People might say, why is he doing that? But it's just becoming more and more the norm. Honestly, it is legitimately a huge win for Pat McAfee, who is becoming he's not just a powerful entity. Like, he's an institution, and his reach is obviously growing at that network in a big, big way. And I'm not knocking him. I think there's a lot of things he does well. But
he's real successful, yeah.
You just look at the whole programming. Now, College Game Day revolves around, like, him standing up on a desk shirtless, yelling call and repeat stuff to people in the crowd. And like, that's such a big part of it. It's just, like, it's changed. The whole thing is changing in front of my eyes. And as I'm saying it out loud, I understand I sound like what I am, which is probably just a guy that wants it back his way, the old way.
Yeah, I think it's part of it. I'm going to keep trying to hammer my point on that. It's a moving target. And I don't really have a good one, but I'm going to do my best. PTI was innovative, right? Around the Horn was innovative.
You're saying there's good ways to try things.
Yeah, I'm saying innovation. I don't blame anybody for trying a thing, right? Like the Manning cast. It's not for me. I'm not entertained by it. I don't care. I just want the regular play-by-play and the regular game. But it's innovative. That's cool. That's awesome. Trying something is fine. You know what I mean? Even if it fails, it's the man in the arena, Teddy Roosevelt. But when we do something that to me is like a little bit cringe, not really that innovative, it's like, oh, that shouldn't be celebrated. Does that make any sense to me? Right. We're like, this is amazing. And it's not. The crass, boorish, sleeveless guy yelling to a bunch of cronies and have everyone agree with him, that's not innovative. And the McAfeeization of things, because that's selling and that's winning to that point. And it sounds like I begrudge it. I guess maybe to a degree I do.
You're way more out on McAfee than I am. I don't like what he's brought to College Game Day largely. What's funny is I actually think he could be really good. If they just said, hey, man, just be an analyst. Let's just talk about college football. I just think, you know, we're trying to jump off of, you know, tall diving boards, and how many times can we take? Yeah, our
what
shirt
can we
off
light on and fire, and what can we kick?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, but my point is, we're acting like that's the same level of innovation as, you know, the great movie that's been shot in a way that no one else ever has. Like when Christopher Nolan does The Dark Knight in IMAX, that's an innovation. It's not the same as somebody, you know, just with home video footage talking over with somebody else's footage. That's not innovative.
Let's go to Chris in Hyattsville on G&D. What's up, Chris? How are you, man?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. By the way, first of all, Toby, what he needs is a makeover. That's what the first thing you got to do.
We're working on it.
You're giving Tobes a makeover?
He's got to drop the baseball cap and all the sports gear. All that just screams mom's basement and is not very appealing.
You're just killing my guy over here. I mean, he can wear a nice sweater.
I kid because I love. He's got potential. Anyway, on this topic, Grant, you are 1,000% correct. I grew up with ESPN when they were true sports journalists. I'm talking Bob Lee, you know, Olbermann, Patrick, Peter Gammons, you know, the professor John Clayton. And that's what I crave from ESPN, and it's become this clown show because that's what gets attention. And the dangerous thing about allowing this type of language is, okay, so now that cat is out of the bag. It's a slippery slope. Like, what's next? Mm-hmm. What else can be said on broadcast?
Well, I mean, they've pushed those boundaries, too, with the Rodgers interviews at times.
Sure, yeah.
And it's, you know, I like creativity generally, to go back to your point. So I don't like being the guy to try to squash it or quell it. But in this case, I just think it's a useless, unnecessary, non-additive thing that you're doing. You're cursing for cursing's sake. Maybe if you grow up not being able to curse or something, and like you hear that, it feels like rebellious or cool. I don't know. When you could just do it and hear it all day long everywhere else, it's not that interesting. And I go back to time and place. If you're a grown-up and you're when you show up for a job and you have to wear a suit and tie to that job, if you wear a t-shirt, that's not great. So when J.J. Redick sits down for his press conference to be the head coach of the Lakers, he didn't wear a polo shirt and jeans. He put on a really, really nice suit because that's what the job calls for, time and place. Then you just dropped a bunch of F-bombs as if you'd never done a press conference before. That was weird to me. And there are networks taking that live. It's a huge thing on television and radio. They have to dump out constantly while you're doing that. It's actually unprofessional in that capacity, in my opinion. Toby, you were going to jump in. Was it to defend yourself against Chris, or would you want to talk about Jess Sims?
No, I wanted to tell Chris that I don't live in my mom's basement. I live in her single-floor apartment.
Oh, that's...
So take that.
So that's a pretty good rebuttal. So you're not in your mom's basement. You're in her apartment.
Yeah.
Very different.
Yeah.
But in fairness, it's just Tobes. You got the place to yourself.
I do, yes.
Pretty nice.
So, huh?
So mm-hmm. Then tell Chris to get off your back a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not changing. I mean, it is what it is. I want to wear a hat every day.
Let me ask you this. Let's say the Grant and Danny radio show does the dating game, and there's a girl that comes in, and she's cute. You guys hit it off.
She loves the Hokies.
She's a sports fan, let's say, and she's kind of feeling Toby Altizer. We'll even say she can tolerate Toki, and she loves Hokie. She's all in. She wants to go to Blacksburg, go to some games, jump around, enter Sandman. But she says, I need more grown-up clothes. I need less jerseys, less sports stuff. Are you making that transition to have this thing keep advancing down the field?
Sounds like you don't really like Toby that much.
Oh, I see. Because you're saying that's part of
it. If you don't love me at my worst.
I mean, how many times since I've worked with you guys have you seen me without a hat? Like, that's just not happening. That's part of who I am.
There was one time in the morning at spring training.
Well, weirdly, you
with
do.
The door cracked open. I saw for almost a second.
Early on, you didn't wear a hat nearly as much for some reason. Like after you'd get a haircut, you'd have gel hair or something like that.
No, you're thinking wrong.
You're conflating.
My first day here, like just double checking. I know what the vibes were in Milwaukee, but just double checking. Like, do we dress up a little more here? Then first day, no hat. After that, hat every day.
Toby season. So if she says, can we do less sports stuff? You're out.
I mean, I could change a little bit, but I'm like, if you don't want me to not wear gear and you want me to never wear a hat again, sorry. It's who I am. It's what I do.
And if she wanted that, by the way, she's not the girl for you.
She's not. Yeah, she doesn't really want you.
As your friend, I would say, there's plenty of fish in the sea. Let's throw this one back and cast that reel one more time.
Let's go ice fishing.
In Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Let's catch you a little fish in Minnesota. What do you say?
Fine by me.
We'll maybe Darius will pack a couple in his bag, bring them back. Couple of actual fish that we catch in
Minnesota. Yeah, fish.
Do you think we're going... Right, that would be weird.
You're starting to go into a dark place there.
If this analogy...
Maybe Darius will kidnap a couple people and bring them home.
I was literally talking about fish.
Yeah.
Ice fishing. The analogy was over. I guess I should have made that more...
Yeah. Fish.
Darius gets stopped at customs.
A DC radio producer was arrested for human smuggling. We go now live to 1015 App Street.
I'm turning Jim Loke, like it or not. He's like, Darius Dameron with two bodies in his bag.
Two bodies, you guys. One, okay, but two?
Oh, boy. You think we're going ice fishing in Minnesota?
Fishing.
I could see that.
Fishing. For fish.
Let's give you a little Commanders Survivor. Let's get to the bottom of who's going home and who is getting immunity. To get to the final verdict in the number of votes, let's bring in Darius Dameron. Darius, what are we doing first? Good news or bad news?
Let's do the bad news first. Unfortunately, this gentleman just joined us on the show.
Oh, no.
And his time has come to an end. It's been a good run for a rookie season for him. I think it's been a good run on Commander Survivor in his debut. But Bill, Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt, you have been dismissed by the people.
First time in show history, by the way, that a guest that day has been eliminated.
Wow.
That's tough. Although I will say one time Charles Leno was listening to the show when he got eliminated, and him and his wife called in right after. Don't forget that.
I forgot that that happened.
Yeah.
She tried to make me feel bad, like it was my fault, that I was the one that voted all the people.
Well, actually, if you remember, I think you miscounted or something, and so he didn't end up getting voted off.
Oh, that's right.
Because she like counted him up on Facebook, and she's like, you're wrong about this. Darius is like, oh, whoops.
And then he was voted off the next week.
Yeah, he was voted off.
But that's not the
point.
Tough. Wow. Who's getting immunity then?
Immunity goes to the man that just got the interception this week, Bobby Wagner.
Bobby.
The Hall of Famer, the man of the people. Another immunity for the old man.
A little surprised by
interesting
that.
Interesting that happened.
Yeah. Now,
we're
the guy
that... focusing more on the interception, not the 41-yard play.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
But the interception happened.
Yeah. It's the interception.
When he got the ball thrown right to him. I mean, Bo Nix. Nobody's ever thrown a more accurate pass. If your intention was the chest of Bobby Wagner.
I mean, he drilled a hole between the 5 and the 4.
That was an all-time throw.
I voted Laremy Tunsil, by the way. I thought he was awesome against Benito.
Should have gotten immunity.
It was actually
sure.
close. It did come down to Bobby and Laremy. But our final five are Laremy Tunsil, Deebo Samuel, Javon Kinlaw, Bobby Wagner, and Frankie Louvu.
It's a good final five.
Yeah.
How is Frankie Louvu hanging around?
He has been just skating by somehow.
Alligator blood.
Zero immunity votes, but not getting voted off.
He's got to have an alliance on the island with somebody, and he's just sneaking through the votes every week.
Working out. Let's get you a Caps power play before their late night game. Caps looking to make it 5 in a row. They've won 7 of their last 10. They've got points and more than that over their last 10. 3 games in a row in California, starting with the Kings.
AFC North-style game here. Rock fight. The Kings hate scoring goals. They also don't give them up. Caps beat them, if you remember, a couple weeks ago, 2-1. It's that kind of contest that you're probably in store for with a low-scoring team that plays great defense. But they've got a pretty similar record to the Capitals, 12-6-7 over the course of the season.
Good sports night tonight, despite not having a game in the early window. Hard Knocks, NFC East, debuts at 9 East time. We will watch the Commanders on Hard Knocks for the first time in team history, and then the Caps at 10:30. Thank you for listening to the program. For Toby Altizer, Ryan Clary, Darius Dameron, we're Grant and Danny saying so long. Friday, we are in Reston at Craft House. Make note of that. We'll be out there from 2 to 6:30. For our field trip on Friday, and we are going to Minnesota on Saturday to see the Commanders and the Vikings. We're back at it at 2 o'clock tomorrow on The Fan.
Thank you for coming.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.